Okay, now here's the hard question I wanted to ask you. To be honest, in, as you look at the difference between Stanford and what it could offer athletes and Dartmouth College, there is a growing trend among parents raising kids at the age of 10 and 8 and 12 where the idea, oh, that I can get my kid to get a college scholarship is corrupting their experience of sports. And we'll ask Fred Eng about this in a second. What do you think about that?
I think it's fairly accurate in many cases. The young men, young women who can get off the roll, if you will, with a full scholarship, it's an attraction. The young men and the young women, I'll say it to the guys from this point forward, guys are looking for an opportunity to go on to college, and if someone offers to pay for it, it makes a tremendous difference. What I'm seeing is a growing trend where there's tremendous emphasis by parents, where there's not as many two or three sport athletes at the high school levels. Specificity seems to be the thing pushing and marketing guys at camps, which is wearing, in some cases, poor athletes out, going to 6-7 different football camps during the course of the summer in my sport, and all trying to do so to attract attention, ultimately with the hope that a young man or a young woman would attract a scholarship offer. And it's some people do it wonderfully, some people it's a little bit over the top.
Fred Eng, what does this do to corrupting the influence and the relationship of the parent with their children?
Well, what you have is a couple of things. Number one, it's far below 10 years old now. You got parents with kids 6 years old that are determined to have their kid get a scholarship, and they're involved in travel teams, specialty training, the whole bit. And what we forget in the process of many parents, this is about education, but most of the parents think it's reaching it to the big time in the pros.
Buddy Tevens, this also impacts what you are able to do or not able to do in the Ivy League, which does not have pure athletic scholarships. A lot of people don't understand it. How difficult does that make it for you to recruit people that are equally good academically but have these other scholarships that are tempting them?
Well, when you go head-to-head, the big difference is the quality of the educational experience. And people do respect the Ivy League and the level of education, not to say we monopolize quality education, but people understand that it is a pretty good situation academically. In many cases, it's an eye-opener that we don't offer athletic scholarships. We talk strictly about financial aid, parental need, parental income, and so forth. And for some families, that's an immediate turnoff, that if my son doesn't have a scholarship offer, then he doesn't have an interest. With others, their thought is, we understand the process. We know you're a little bit different, but the quality of football play, coupled with the quality of the educational opportunity, they still have an interest. What I found more often than not is if it's a 1A situation and a scholarship is offered, we probably will not retain that that individual. Stanford or Northwestern, a Duke comes in very, very strong academic situations, but they pay the whole freight. We will probably lose out in that situation. On the flip, we will have some other institutions who may offer scholarships who may not be by reputation as strong as an Ivy situation, and some young men and parents will turn down because they do get a good bit of financial aid, or they may be in a fortunate situation. They don't need a scholarship or need financial aid to attend an institution. So it's, but more often than not, the hardest ones are when you have a guy that is offered a scholarship and we're trying to pitch a financial aid situation. We may come out in the short end on that.